Chapter 25. Van pointed at the stage in front of the Lincoln Memorial, where the speakers for the Hayden March stood. "Your father looks pretty good up there," she said, nodding toward Dad, standing next to President Vicente and Cassandra Bell, held in a portable cradle. "He looks like an ant," I said, which, for my father, is pretty impressive. "We could get closer to the stage if you want," she said. "The rumor is you know a guy." "I do," I said, "but I think we're fine where we are." Van and I stood at the periphery of the crowd, far down the mall from the stage and the speeches. "No riots," Van said. "I wouldn't have put money on that yesterday morning." "I think the Hubbard thing took the air out of those sails," I said. News of Hubbard's and Schwartz's arrest was significant enough to escape the news dead zone of a Saturday late afternoon. We made sure that everyone had as much information as they wanted on the details. Saturday night in D.C. was no more filled with incident than most Saturday nights. Sunday was Sunday. "We dodged a bullet," Van said, agreeing. "In a general sense. You took several." "Yes," I said. "If I have learned anything this week, it's to invest in economy threeps. I can't afford this sort of attrition." "Yes, you can," Van said. "Well, yeah," I said. "I can, but I don't want to." We walked the mall, her in her sling and me in a borrowed threep. She glanced back toward the stage. "You could have been up there," she said, "standing there with your father. You're still famous enough that you could have given his deal with the Navajo even more credibility." "No," I said. "Dad's got credibility to burn, even after this week. And I don't want that life anymore. There's a reason I'm an FBI agent, Van. I want to be useful for something else other than as a poster child." "The Haydens could still use a poster child," Van said. "Abrams Kettering still takes effect at midnight. Things are going to get harder from here. A lot harder." "Someone else can do that job," I said. "I think I'm better at doing this job." "You are," Van said. "At least, this week you were." "They're not all like this, right?" I said. "The weeks, I mean." "Would it be so bad if they were?" Van asked. "Yes," I said. "Yes, it would." "I did say I was going to ask a lot of you," Van said, "on that first day. You remember?" "I remember," I said. "I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of just thought you were trying to scare me." Van smiled and patted my shoulder. "Relax, Shane," she said. "It gets better from here." "I hope so," I said. "Excuse me," someone said. We looked over and there was a threep standing with a few other people. It pointed to Van. "You're that FBI agent, the one that arrested Lucas Hubbard." "Yes," Van said, "one of them." "How cool," the threep said, and then motioned at the group. "Would you mind if we got a picture?" "No," Van said. "Be happy to." "Awesome," the threep said. Then it and the group began to crowd around Van. One of them handed me a camera. "Would you mind?" she asked. "Not at all," I said. "Everybody crowd in." They crowded in. "You're loving this, aren't you?" Van said. "Just a little," I said. "Now, everyone say cheese."